This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday.
Bonjour et bienvenue à dimanche. I ran out of French then.
Why did you start with French?
Why not?
What's it?
We've got French listeners.
Well, one, it's an accent, so I win.
No, I did not do an accent. I did a language. You can't ban me for using a language.
Well, I use English to mock your Bristolian twang.
Of the two of us, you have the most Bristolian twang.
I do not.
Fact.
I do not.
Ah, you do. Actually, you did an accent then.
No, but you did an accent better, worse, more obvious.
Anyway.
Goaded me.
It's your birthday this week, which means it's the podcast's birthday this week. The podcast is 3 years old.
Fuck.
It's 3 years old and it can barely walk.
I've been doing this for 3 years.
And it can barely string together a sentence.
That's worrying, actually. That is genuinely a worry. Why aren't we on Radio 4?
I would suggest there's 140 reasons we're not.
There is a really, really good question, though, because we should be. Because, like, all the c***s who listen to Radio 4, right, they must really dig our, like, shit that we do. Because we do stuff about, like, fucking newspapers, and that's all they do. Radio 4 listeners is they just live in newspapers.
Your irony is thick.
Your brain... Yeah, your personality is thick like your daddy's cock. I don't know why we're not on Radio 4. It's just...
What newspaper did you get?
It's all going wrong. I got the Sunday Telegraph.
Ooh, posh. You got paper.
I know, it was fun.
I got the News of the World.
You're an idiot.
I had a pound. Well, more specifically, I'd have at £1.40.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were doing a euphemism for masturbation. But £1.40, that's fine.
Well, Cheryl Cole's on the front page, but I wanted some lollipops, so I bought some lollipops as well.
Did you go for cherry and apple again?
No, I went for strawberry and apple.
Strawberry and apple. Now, is the strawberry one preferable to cherry? Which is your favourite?
I should have got the cherry. I regret getting the strawberry.
You regret it?
And I've got the apple one as a treat for after the podcast.
So you got the apple one I thought you were going to say as a treat for after the strawberry. So you ate the strawberry one to be good. I'll get the apple one to cheer me up. Why didn't you just get two apples?
Oh, shut up.
Why didn't you, though? I mean, there's a logical thing. If you like apple, why didn't you go for two apples?
I can't answer that question. I'm going to tell you what my headline is instead.
Okay.
Although I'm not sure I'm allowed to because of super injunctions.
Cool.
But it's a world exclusive, and it says, Gig's eight-year affair with brother's wife. That's what mine is. What's yours?
Shops warned over terrorist threat to food. Now, I know the Sunday Telegraph's paranoid, but that's particularly paranoid. I've also got Royals on Parade next to that, with some princes in top hats, and Kate Middleton, almost said Pippa then, Kate Middleton also wearing a hat. Where's Pippa Middleton? That's the only one we're interested in.
I've got Cheryl's back in X Factor USA as well.
I've also got Cameron's battle. Oh, still battles. To increase foreign aid is a bold and necessary, says Major.
I've put a knife to a gunfight. You're so going to win. We're rushing headlong into Cut Out and Keep.
I don't know if you can rush these things, Simon. I think really we're sort of trudging into the gloom.
I was doing a Queen reference because it's their 40th anniversary.
Is it? I didn't get the reference.
No, well, that's fine. I am allowed to make my own references that no one else is allowed to understand. I am cutting out and keeping, not because it's good, but because it is an amazing feat of two-faced hypocrisy on the part of Fabulous magazine this week. They've got a four-page spread about how good it is to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, men treat you like a princess.
Is that what it's called, the actual title of it? How good it is to be beautiful?
Pretty much, yeah. And it's got statistics in big boxes that say if you're beautiful, you'll get a 67% better chance of landing the job, or you're less likely to get a conviction if you're in court, and you earn 12% more than plainer people.
That's suck to be you, Simon.
Well, yeah. And then right next to it, without even an advert in between, it's got the report, which is the click to buy fixes that could kill you. There are thousands of women in the UK logging on and endangering their lives in a bid to improve their appearance by buying unlicensed or illegal products.
Well, they're idiots. Does it also say that if you're beautiful, you're more likely to die?
Isn't it mad? Like, how could the editor have one thing about, oh, you have to be beautiful, this is what being beautiful gets you, and then thing, oh, don't try and be beautiful.
Basically, beautiful people have all of the advantages in life. Know your place.
What you're suggesting is fabulous is talking about a master race.
Yeah, basically, that's what it is.
Jerry gets her melatonin from the web, clicking to buy from one of many sites, offering it to whoever's willing to pay. She injects herself with melatonin, so she's got an all-over body tan.
I get my melatonin from the sun.
And she says, I won't stop doing it. I have no idea what's in that melatonin bottle when it arrives, but I love my tan so much, my arm would have to drop off before I'd give it up.
It'd be really funny if they revisit her in 6 months' time and she's got no other arm, but still is managing to inject herself with her feet.
But people are buying this, they don't know what's in it. They're buying Botox, they're buying Vicodin, Prozac, without any kind of prescriptions from anyone who'll sell it to them. You know, where's the pressure coming from for these people to do these dangerous things to look beautiful? It's a mystery.
Tell you who it's not, Simon.
Who is it not?
It's not coming from Sandy Toksvig.
Oh, I'm doing my Sandy Toksvig impression, which is unfortunate because I have a cup of tea in my hand.
That's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And if it were a true Sandy Toksvig impression, you could actually sit in that cup of tea.
I do sit in my cups of tea as well.
Yeah, that's true. You're also a very little person. I think Sandy Toksvig is littler than you. I think she's littler than your mum.
That's the worst Yo Mama joke ever.
I know. He's basically, yeah. Yo Mama is so little. Sandy Toksvig is probably only slightly smaller. Sandy Toksvig's tiddly tiny, but she's lovely. And she's been involved, this is her column in Seven, she's had a charity event. And the man who's organising it is sending her lots of lists. So he sends me lists of how the evening is planned to progress, lists of who will progress it, lists of these progressors' achievements, lists of the possible dietary requirements for those progressing, lists of alternative transport options by which we might all progress and so on, with his final triumph being a list of all the lists he's sent so far. And she sort of says, you know, maybe it's kind of a sexist thing, sexist assumption she's making, that most lists are written by men. And she sort of takes a look at, like, Cosmopolitan might have things like 10 shocking things about guys and sex, but Men's Health will have 50 things men wish women knew. And she got sucked in to reading What to Do If You're Bored. And she was immediately, you know, confirmed that this was definitely written by a man. To be honest, the compiler lost me at the very first suggestion when he proposed that I prepare for a marathon, learn how to code in HTML, or breed giant moths. So, you know, she thinks that lists are a man thing. What do you think, Simon? Do you make lists?
No.
I know you make lists. You do. You write down all the article farcicals I do.
Yeah, that's just so I can remember them. That's an aid memoir. I don't write a list of, like, my 50 favourite Cameron Diaz poses or my 50 favourite tea.
Tea. Yeah. That's what you thought of, your 50 favourite tea. Is that fonts of the letter T? Because if Comic Sans has got in there, Simon, I'm not speaking to you.
There was an article in the Times this week about how they think the American elections with Obama were won because of the fonts used.
Really?
Yeah. He used Gotham or Gothica, which is a new funky font that's quite new and fresh. And now Sarah Palin is using it. And they thought John McCain lost because he used an old-fashioned font.
Like Times New Roman, but it was like Roman that the actual Romans used. Oh.
Yeah, so why are we talking about fonts?
Oh, I don't know. Lists. Yeah. That's the thing. Because I don't make... Do you make lists when you go shopping? Did you write today, newspaper,
no.
Two lollipops?
I don't.
That's your weekly shop, isn't it?
Yeah, I eat the newspaper and sleep in it, so that's fine. No, I don't really make lists. No.
Okay. Who do you know who does make lists?
You.
I make set lists when I'm performing.
Yeah, you make a lot of set lists.
I like making set lists.
Yeah.
Because I never stick to them. So it's just like, yeah, I'm really like fluid, man.
So well done. You've proved your article completely wrong, which means I win.
Yeah. you're funnier and better than Sandy Toksvig. You're an idiot.
Are you ready to do the thing with the articles and the farcicles then?
Yeah.
Yes. With the articles and the farcicles, where do you do like made up ones, and I do like guess what is the made up one, and you know, you make me look stupid.
That's the game. So, readers, I'm going to read out three articles, which are all from Stella magazine in the Sunday Telegraph.
I don't think you should say it Stella like that. I think you should say Stella like that.
Stella. No, because I always think of, I have to say Stella like that. Otherwise, I think of beer.
No, I'm thinking of, is it Cat on a Hot Tin Roof?
No.
What's the play from Stella?
It's it's one with a bus in it going somewhere. What's it? No, it's a tram, and it's a tram marked Desire or something. Streetcar Named Desire.
That one. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
I'm actually thinking of Elaine doing it in Seinfeld. Stella.
I'm actually thinking of when I first read that. I was also in Bristol. I was thinking, yeah, they live on a street where it's like a Streetcar Named Desire goes past. I lived on a road where Porter's Head went past. Not the band, bus.
A first bus called Porter's Head. Very different play. Right, come on then, let's go.
Okay, number one.
Hang on, look. Clickerous. Apparently, according to Chris on Twitter, that's called retracting.
Retracting?
Gentlemen, retract your pens.
I don't know. Okay, number one. Is this an article or is it a farcical? Scrimp cocktail.
I quite like that. Is that about how to have a cheap drink?
Alcoholic beverage, yes.
Yeah, damn it. Like Pimm's and Domestos.
No pins. You can make your own forms of pins, and it tells you how to make like your own wines and stuff.
Just watch Bottom. You'll get loads of recipes for cheap alcohol from Eddie.
Okay, fair enough. That's Bottom the TV series, not Simon's arse. Right, number two.
Watch my arse if you really want.
Do you get my thrift?
Do you get my thrift? Is this another money saving thing? Okay.
More hash than cash.
More hash than cash?
Yeah.
Is that about drugs?
No, it's about making corned beef hash. Shut up. Number four.
Is that because it's cheap food?
Yes.
God, like anyone who reads the Telegraph is going to be scrimping for money.
Number...
You have to mortgage your house to buy the Telegraph.
It's £2.
Exactly.
Well, Observer's £2.20. You know,
yeah.
It actually pays to be a bit more right wing. Number four, there was an old lady who lived on a shoestring.
These are all rubbish. I hate them.
You like the first one. You said, oh, I quite like that one.
Yeah, no, but then I just got the theme and I'm just fed up with it already. Fine. Do I have to care? What's Do You Get My Thrift actually about?
I can't remember.
Oh, you're so...
I think I know it's basically buying charity shop clothes, and so it's like pictures of people who are dressed up for cheap. You know, and usually when you got the fashion things and like, oh, here's a skirt from Gucci which costs you £400. Now they've got all from Claire's Accessories, some earrings and Primark top.
They're not charity shops; they're actual shops. Does the Telegraph think that Primark and Claire's Accessories are charity shops?
Well, in a way, it is a charity shop because. Basically, the children who make those clothes need your assistance, don't they? So,
right, that's a bit tenuous. I'm going to go with more hash than cash as the one that you have extracted from your brain.
Thank you. Because I make an effort with these. That's the reason why I don't like you saying I extracted it from my bottom. Because otherwise, it would be a list of articles and then me going...
Well, that is often what it is.
Shut up. Well, you mistook my for a genuine article. It was actually in there more hash than cash. And it's the first time in a while I've seen melt the lard as one of the instructions. And so the one you should have picked, Simon, was...
Scrimp cocktail.
Yeah.
Oh, bollocks! Let's pitter-patter into the deep, dark forest of letterage and peer into the thicket to see what's peering back at us.
Oh, God, that'd be horrible. Yeah. You can't peer back at all. Looking into a thicket and seeing a pair of eyes.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
It would be brilliant. Yourself. Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, it is. Everyone loves shitting themselves. Not literally. No. Not literally, obviously. But everyone likes to be scared.
I don't like to be scared.
You like Doctor Who?
Yeah, but only because it ends.
Yeah, but you know, it would end in the thicket when it leapt out at you and ate your face. Dear Simon, your presence on the podcast is tolerable at best. But these past few weeks, your incessant plugging of your no doubt shit awful book has made you even less likeable.
Oh, God. This is the mistake readers make, right? When they complain about the plugging, that's when he reads out your letters and therefore gets a plugging.
I'm aware that you will use this email as yet another way to mention the fucking thing. And the irony makes my eyeballs puke. Do shut up. Yours, Mrs. Geoffrey Hughes.
Mrs. Geoffrey Hughes?
Yeah. P.S. I've actually read Rotten Apple, and it is almost bearable. There you go. You know, you're both right. I did use it as an excuse to plug my book, Rotten Apple, which you should buy.
Oh, God.
I need to buy newspapers for the podcast.
You shouldn't buy that. You should come and see Izzy's show at the Ox Fringe on June 18th. Yay! On Saturday, 9:30, Copa Bar. And it's almost written. So
my
I've
book is
weeks.
Almost written too.
Shut up. I've got 2 weeks. It'll be fine. You know, deadlines, for example. I find the best work will happen on June 17th. That's when all the funny jokes will come.
I believe June 17th is when Watergate happened, so you're probably right.
Yeah.
If you want to write to us, please do, especially if you want to be rude. That's always fun. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. It's the randomizer, Skyzer, where we pick at random the best.
Yes.
Not the best.
We pick like strawberries in a field. Except you've got to imagine that we can't see the strawberries or indeed the field, and therefore just reaching into a thicket and pulling out somebody's eyeballs. So that's basically what we're doing now.
You know, last week we discovered that you was no longer Supplement of the Year.
Yeah.
Do you know what is Supplement of the Year?
What?
Fabulous.
No, because Fabulous was Supplement. When I had News of the World, I remember seeing it. So it's been Supplement of the Year for a while. I don't know who nominates the Supplements of the Year. It wasn't me, so therefore it doesn't count.
Didn't we do that once, nominating a Supplement of the Year?
Yeah,
I can't remember what it was.
No, I think we went with you because it was already Supplement of the Year and it made us feel like we weren't wobbling the status quo or something.
I'd love to wobble status quo with their stupid jeans and their rubbish haircuts.
They're a bit old now. They'll carry on wobbling for a while.
Anyway, you can choose between page 1 and 74.
Fabulous. Okay, thank you very much. I will choose page 12.
You've chosen Summer Scorchers. Quick, nab these sunny delights to show you really mean, brackets, fashion business.
Okay.
There's trousers on there.
What sort of trousers? What sort of fit are they?
They're misguided, it says.
Are they boot cut? Are they?
No, they're straight leg.
Straight leg, cool.
There's a play suit with a belt.
Nice. You'd suit a play suit, Simon. You could get one from Mother Care.
You don't even know what a play suit is.
You know what a play suit is. It's basically really hard to go to the loo in.
It's shorts, but as a one-piece top as well. Yeah.
So it's like dungarees. So if you wear it out, you basically get naked in the toilet.
I like dungarees.
Do you?
Yeah, I think dungarees are quite sexy. That's, I think, why I fancy Felicity Kendall in The Good Life.
I think it worked the other way around because, really, Mario...
Yeah, no, I do Mario. Buffy wears dungarees sometimes.
Does she?
Yeah. So what can I choose?
That was rubbish. I've got gardening section. I've got Discover magazine. I've got the Red Bulletin, which is just a promo thing by Red Bull. I've got Seven or I've got Stella.
Seven.
Seven.
Seven's a good name for a child and is also a Borg.
There we go. You got 1 to 54.
I will go with page 23.
Page 23. This is High Spirited Birthday, a festive move at Wigmore Hall and an English celebration by John Allison. And that got 5 stars, the Wigmore Hall 110th Anniversary Gala, whereas the English Music Festival, they got 4 stars. So that was shit.
It's time to flop out the humdongers. run them through a thicket and screech in pain. I don't know. Thicket's a good word. I'm glad I've discovered it in my brain thicket. This week. I've got nip-tuck meals. This is one of the worst things in my paper this week. Sidestep the surgeon's scalpel with these make-you-over foods that fight fat and aging.
Right.
And there's a picture of a woman who's got bandages on, like she's just come out of plastic surgery, looking into the silver dome thing that you pick up off of dinner. You know what I mean? What are they called?
What are you talking about? The silver dome you pick up off of dinner?
Yeah, you know when dinner comes in a posh place and they put it down and then they take the lid off of it? That dome thing. She's looking into that and then screaming at her perfect face, which has got loads of makeup all over it. But this is annoying because it's got the facelift brekkie.
Right, what's that?
Kiwi fruit, apparently.
Kiwi fruit. Oh, okay, yeah. I better write that down. Kiwi. Well, I'm making a list.
You can have the lipo lunch. Okay. Over one third of British women would rather have liposuction than change their diet to lose weight.
Well, yeah, but that's only because it's not like change your diet. Oh, instead of having biscuits, you can have cake. You know, it's horrible losing weight. It's just like eat nothing.
Hemp is loaded with omega-3.
So suck on a canvas.
Yeah, aren't they just advocating? It says toss a tablespoon of hemp powder into the blender of the next time you make a smoothie. Isn't that just putting dope in your...
Oh, that'd be good. High smoothies. I think that's the only sort of drug that would probably... Because I don't do drugs very much, but I think in my older age, I might make hash browns. Because it involves cake, and that's nice.
There's Botox porridge. Apparently porridge is good for your wrinkles. I presume they mean eating it, not smearing it on.
You could smear it on. It'd probably bake there, though. I don't know if you've left ready breck in a bowl. It's not easy to get out.
It would fill in the gaps, wouldn't it? Be like polyfiller. There's lymphatic drainage, which is bell peppers. And laser treatment. Apparently watermelon is the same as a laser treatment. So that's just in the same supplement where they're talking about how you shouldn't strive too hard to be beautiful. They have another article about how to strive too hard to be beautiful.
I have a list called Every Little Counts.
You got a list?
Yeah, of loads of idiot, like people who are the founder of Hope and Glory Skincare and Flip Flop Shoes and a fashion talent spotter and founder of Fashioned East and editor-in-chief of Elle Decoration, telling you how to be thrifty. And it's just bizarre.
And how does one be thrifty?
Well...
Is yours like a don't spend money special or something?
Yeah, it's a thrift special.
Ugh.
So
they should have a thicket special.
Some of them are quite good. For example, there's...
Actually, that just sounds like porn, doesn't it? A thicket special.
It sounds a bit... You're kind of getting me excited. Not because it sounds like porn, but because it sounds a bit like a thick of it special. Oh, that'd be excellent.
Right. Sorry. Thrifty. Go on.
Yeah, I'm thrifty. Really some of them are good. So you've got things like Chinese supermarkets are brilliant for Zen-esque bamboo kitchen utensils, wooden bowls, and pretty patterned ceramic bowls, which make excellent presents for people, actually. That's what I do when I get people presents. Because I just go down to Chinese supermarket and get really fun little pots and stuff.
Okay.
So some of them are good. Some of them are just bizarre. Polly Morgan, who's a taxidermist, says, learn to make the things you love. My whole career emerged out of not having the money to buy taxidermy. I decided to learn how to do it instead. Why don't you?
Well, she just get roadkill and stuff it.
Indeedy. And also things which don't actually sound that... Like, I am saving up my glass yoghurt pots to tie wire around and hang them in branches in the garden with tea lights in them.
Glass yoghurt pots?
How expensive a glass yoghurt pot? These people are idiots.
Decide then who has a superior supplements this week.
That's Izzy Lawrence.
Well, yeah,
right,
you've
here.
Got the Telegraph. I've got the News of the World. But I have to say, the ones you picked out to offer up on the table of sacrifice weren't very good.
What? You don't think that Sandy Toksvig's very good? She may be tiny, but she's perfectly formed.
So am I. That doesn't make me brilliant, although I am.
Like, even though my thrift thing has got a bit, it does tell you how to make corned beef hash, which is useful. Okay.
It's useful if you don't read the Telegraph and you haven't got a home that's worth £500,000.
It's also got people telling you how to save money in different areas. It's actually quite cool.
No, whatever. It sounds like being thrifty is the new upper middle class chic.
Well, fuck it.
I save my glass yoghurt pots. Fuck's that. How much do you spend on yoghurt? Yoghurt 7p in Tesco.
Yeah, but you can't make, lanterns in the trees in the garden with the, and if you did, people think you lived in a dump. Oh, you know, that's the thing. Lord. So it's all about, you know, would the price of the yogurt pots offset you buying 7p yogurt and then buying yourself lanterns?
Probably. Mm-hmm. You probably could buy cheaper yogurt and just not worry about lanterns. Get some perspective, Daily Telegraph readers.
How are you meant to live without lanterns in your trees?
I don't know. Ask many people. I admit mine was rubbish, right? But...
No, but.
You're right, it was rubbish. Okay, so the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday, but it would say you should be thrifty, so you shouldn't have actually bought it.
Yeah, don't buy anything.
Yeah. All right, so the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was nothing.
Yeah.
So Izzy didn't win.
Oh, fuck.
If you want to write to us, please do it, sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can visit our website at sundaysupplement.com. You can leave us a message on Facebook. You can Twitter us at Sidone, SIGHDONE, or at Izzy_Lawrence, SIDI_LAWIENCE. Or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Or you can go and see Izzy at the Oxfringe.
Go on, do it. You know you want to.
Do what? Sorry, you mean go to the Oxfringe. You weren't... pushing you to say something, Simon. Oh, okay. Thicket.
Oh, fair enough.
I might call my
but
second.
But also, if
thicket.
You're a Radio 4 producer or director, or maybe you're just like the controller in your little box, why the fuck don't you let us on, you c***? Would be amazing.
What if
we'd
he is like, listening, perfect. Right? And this is the first one he's listened to, and he thought it's brilliant all the way through.
Well, fuck him. He can listen to all of them. Right? And it's probably a she anyway.
Listen to all of them and realise that it isn't worth putting us on Radio 4 after all. Yeah, so you've just ruined everything, Lawrence.
I don't give a flight. We should be on all the time. We should be on instead of John Humphreys. Except I don't want to get up that early, so we'll do a pre-record of the Today Show. We'll just make it up. We'll just go, yeah, shit's happening. Mm.
Bye.
Bye.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood. Used with kind permission.